Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
No, I've done something. No. It's okay. I've done. No, don't worry. The feedback will go in a minute. I'll turn it down. I've done something to the speakers. I've set the speakers. They've got speakers in here that are supposed to only play when the adverts are on, okay? It plays the adverts so we can hear. When the microphones go live, the speakers cut off. But there's a little... Do you know how to work this speaker box, Amy, and reprogram it? Because I've reprogrammed it so the microphones are going live through the speakers. Good evening, Wembley! So I don't know...
That's some wicked Larson.
Thursday the 12th of... Friday... The 13th, and a full moon. Mind that cable there, Amy. I've programmed it, so look, you see, I don't know if you can tell that it's going through there. So, okay, here we go.
She knows.
She doesn't. She's just pressing the same buttons that I pressed in slightly
different... It's got to be one of those two.
No. You don't even... Do you know where the third button is on there?
It's not a third button.
Yes, there is. It's that. Get out. She knows less than me.
That's not a button. That's a knob.
It's a knob that you can press and it does. Oh, hello?
No.
Okay, well, that's bad news. Friday the 13th. The late night alternative, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We're on Periscope, don't tell the boss. Calls are going to go straight to air tonight. It works like this. You phone up, we go, hello, line one, you're on the wireless. Hello, line one.
Ian.
Yes.
This is Andrew. I tweeted you earlier and I thought it's a good time to share some music I think you might like.
Let's do it.
This is your last interviewee confirmed what I think your taste lies, which is in theatrical kind of
my taste
artist, a bit like By Life Story and Neil Hannon. Anyway, to cut to the chase, there's a man called Alex Cameron who has an album out today. I don't work for him. I don't get royalties for him. But I'm fanboying about this album. He's in the UK next week.
Who is this guy? We're going to go there. Let's go to YouTube. Alex.
He is an Australian who sings a bit like kind of...
Give me a song to type in. Country Fix?
You want to listen to Far From Born Again for a few
Far
reasons.
Far From Born Again. Oh, yeah, baby, I'm far from born again.
Right, you're covering him.
Here we go. Let's have a listen. This is Alex Cameron. It's one of those videos where there's, like, acting at the start. Here we go.
She'll keep on hustling, make money till the cash starts rustling. She's got the keys to the till.
I think we're busy now. We're full of guests.
We are actually quite full next week.
Full of guests next week, I'm afraid, Andrew.
That's okay. I'm not his PR.
Okay.
I thought I'd recommend that. I thought you and your listeners would like that.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm always up for new recommendations, although I tend not to like them. I know what I like, mm-hmm. and I own what I like.
You told me about 3 years ago that you had enough bands.
I've got enough bands. I think I've got enough bands. Yeah, I don't need any more bands in my life. But thank you for that, Andrew. I appreciate that. So Friday the 13th, and it's a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
The moon is full. And it is... Well, I was going to say it's a myth. It's not a myth. I have... We've done this before. What do they call it when you don't have statistical evidence? If you know out there, you can shout it. It's not statistical evidence. No. I'm looking at you, Ollie.
Empirical.
We've got guests out there, by the
Anecdotal.
Way.
Anecdotal.
That's it. That's it. We have guests out there. You can make some noise. We've got Sarah, Ollie, Roger, and Lee. Can we hear you? They've kept them in a box.
The posse.
The posse are here. The posse. You can take pictures and film stuff, by the way, if you want, guys. I have anecdotal evidence that on a full moon, phone-in shows go a little bit different.
Yeah, sometimes we know there's a full moon without actually looking out the window, by the vibe.
Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Hello. Yes, it's me.
That was really half-hearted, lacklustre, yes. I'm going to say it, limp, limp entrance into the party.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Good evening.
What's a compliment, yes.
Oh, it's Dredge.
Can I take it as a compliment? I'm going to take it as a compliment. What I'm going to do. Now then.
I'm going to give you...
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you a joke. Yes. I'm going to give you the feed line to a joke, one of the greatest jokes of all time, and it. You need to give me the punchline.
Okay, no pressure. Here we go.
Larry Grayson.
I say.
Larry Grayson, what we now call a Native American, and Tommy Cooper were in a drafty room. What did they say to each other?
Shut that door just like that.
No.
You missed out.
Shut that door. How? Just like that.
Do the accents.
Just like that.
No.
Right.
Shut that door. How? Just like that.
She did the accents. She did the accents perfectly.
I like that.
One was homophobic.
I like
that. One was racist. The other one was shit. Now.
No, come on.
But I was thinking no one knows. Because I said to my kids, I'm always saying to my kids when they get out of the car, shut that door. But then I go instantly, how? Just like that. And they have absolutely no, I might as well be speaking to them in Chinese. Not a clue what I'm talking about. And not many people do. We're a dying breed. Old people, Dredge, are a dying breed.
Well, that's true. I didn't realise how good Larry Grayson was till I saw a documentary on him recently.
Oh, yeah.
I suddenly realised how funny he was.
Was he?
I mean, when I was a kid, I thought he was rubbish.
Well, was he good? Because I don't really... I remember him, all I remember him really is...
Shut that door.
Have a gay day. Didn't he say have a gay day?
Yeah.
Oh, have a gay day.
Yes, he did.
And
he was really funny.
Was he? Have a gay day.
Yeah.
We should all have a gay day. Once a week.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
too often. So once every 6 months. I didn't know. Hello. Is there a hello? Come in. Yes.
Yes. Anyway, I just wanted to say when I got home, there was a book waiting for me. It was Eric Idle's autobiography. Have you read it?
Don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that, posse. You're supposed to laugh when I say stuff.
The studio is not soundproof and we can
hear you.
Supposed
to laugh when I say stuff. That's what we're paying you for. Is it new?
No, it's very interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's sort of fairly new.
Oh, no, I've read it. It's good. It's a good book.
He knew everybody, this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
George Harrison.
Yeah, it does go on a little bit too much. Me and George Harrison were on a yacht and Jeff Lynne came on and it gets bit too...
And that was a Thursday.
Yeah, it gets a little bit too name-droppy. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's a good book.
But the other book I got was your book.
Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you for putting me in there. You know, it's great. It's really good.
Okay.
It's a bit strange because I'm talking to you and then I'm hearing myself back about 3 seconds afterwards.
Yeah, that's a £25 million studio that we've got. They've put an inbuilt echo on the line. I asked them to remove it and they didn't. Dredge, thank you. The book is out there. We're like 1,600 quid now or something like that. We're 1,600 and live update. £1,611.62 with the book. Here's the thing, the Late Night Alternative transcripts. If you go to lulu.com and type in Late Night Alternative, it pops up and all the profit goes to Samaritans. Let's go to line five. Five, you're on the wireless.
Hi, good evening, Jim.
Good evening.
I want to talk about Catherine Boyle and making a move to Chelsea football club.
Okay. This is a footballer, is it?
Catherine Boyle, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk to me about Catherine Boyle or do you want to talk to Catherine Boyle about Catherine Boyle?
Both.
Okay, well, then talk.
Well, I think it's a great deal for Chelsea to sign Catherine on £50 million deal.
You've been signed up by Chelsea.
I don't know anything about football, so this is completely over my head.
That's not true. You do know stuff about football.
You will.
It's
you
great do. From a scouser's perspective.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
There we go. I mean, and here's the thing. It probably won't get any better than that. Probably won't get any better than that whatsoever. Which is disappointing, really. Call straight to air. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. There is a 7-second delay. Apart from that, anything goes. Oh, we don't do Brexit. Hashtag we don't do Brexit. 21 hours of that tedium today on all the other. On this radio station and all the other radio stations.
But it sounded like the same conversation on a loop.
It's just boring. Here's the thing, guys. Brexit has broken British phone-in radio. We are the IT department trying to fix it, but there's only two of us, and we're probably going to get the sack from the IT department in the next few months. So what can we do? We're just mortals. We're just human beings. We'll take calls straight to air. In the meantime, you give us a call now, 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. Let's go to line one. Well, I'm one. You're on the wireless.
Hello there, Ian. Hi, it might be a bit uncomfortable, but I thought this would be my final call to you.
You sent me quite a lot of abuse on Twitter. You phoned up the show and called me an effing C. Let me speak. I will let you speak. And you sent me some really, really vile, horrible, nasty abuse on Twitter. So why should I let you come on again?
Well, because the thing with you is that you either cut off or ban people that you can't argue with.
No, I can argue with people. Yeah. I just don't like people that phone up and call me an effing C and spout foul-mouthed abuse about me on Twitter. Can you understand why I wouldn't want to be in contact with those people? Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, you do have...
Answer the question.
It would make sense.
Answer the question.
It would make sense for a rational person.
Answer the question.
It would make sense for a rational person.
No, that wasn't the question. Yeah, do you know what the question was?
Ask me again.
Okay, it's the last time I'm going to ask you. Can you see why someone would not want to be in the sphere of someone who calls them an effing C on their radio show and sends vile abuse to them on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Can I respond?
You've answered the question.
No, but can I respond? I never called you an effing C. I dropped the C bomb because on your very, if I can have
don't,
my say
don't,
now, on
don't
your very...
No, low... no, 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 don't try and justify your foul language and your use of the C word on my radio show, mate.
No.
There's no excuse
you,
for
you,
it.
You swear more than any other. I don't know how you get away with it.
Well,
because I know
the rules of radio. I would never say the C word on radio because I'm not an afternoon play on Radio 4 and I'm not a dickhead like you.
Well, but yeah, there we are, see, swearing again.
Dickhead
isn't
a swear.
The only other person who swears... You can't pull me up on swear.
Me and Catherine set the rules on my show.
Yeah.
You didn't like it that I called you out for being the idiot that would go, yeah. I'm not gay, and would do lousy Michael Jackson impressions.
That was your line.
From 15 years ago, mate. And I asked you to stop doing it because I now find it embarrassing and offensive. And you
well,
got upset
your entire about. Career, your entire career is embarrassing and offensive. And the only reason you have your people who call you up is either me or that druggie.
You're not a druggie. Hang on a second. First of all, I'm a druggie, right? So just leave the druggies alone, all right? Secondly, you have placed yourself way too high in the league of importance to call us the only people that call are you and that druggie? I don't think so, mate. Your calls have been to this station. I would say like 20% have been mildly entertaining. The rest have not been funny and made me feel uncomfortable. And you're throwing the C word out there, saying all kinds of awful abuse to me on Twitter. Why would I want someone who gets very upset when they get called out? Why would I want you on my radio show?
You get very upset. I mean, I remember you accused me in the last call. You accused me in the last call on your failing show with very few listeners.
Here we go. Failing show with very few listeners.
What's this guy's name again?
Who knows? Because he never gives the real one because he's got no balls. The failing show with very few listeners.
My name's Ricky Gervais.
There we go.
My name's Ricky Gervais.
Okay. Well done. Very clever because I worked with him 20 years ago. I get it. Very clever. Here's the thing. Do you keep in touch with people you worked with 20 years ago? No, because they don't like you.
I think you probably paid most of them off.
Can I ask you why you're so hurt?
Well, because when you're not around, Catherine, Ian does. I think when Ian is recovered from his issues, he is quite a vicious-mouthed person who doesn't respect loyalty. You know, people like Nick Ferrari. People like Nick Ferrari respect loyalty. He's a proud patriot who respects loyalty.
Oh,
yeah, him and Julie Hartley Brewer.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I don't respect you. Think you're horrible.
I don't respect you either.
You had a failed career. I've been working for 22 years, mate. I've got two houses. What are you talking about? Where's the failure there? Admittedly, I don't live in one of the houses. My ex-wife does. But you know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. If you don't...
She left you as well. That's interesting.
No, that's...
It's not how it happened, but well done for having a naive view on how relationships actually work. Maybe one day you'll have one. Okay. Here's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I think this is the abuse, and I'm not someone who has come out.
You don't know abuse. Trust me, buddy. You don't know abuse. Hey, listen. I've got to come out and pretend
they're bisexual, just so that people will listen to their show.
Pretend I'm bisexual. Okay. Hey, listen. The show's not for you. It's funny and it's intelligent. I suggest you go and listen.
Unlike you, you failed pathetic Mackenzie Crook pound shop version with a little beard and your little issues and pretending you're a bisexual so that people call you and the Daily Mail still only gives you two comments.
He's really got under your skin, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Okay.
Why are you so butthurt, man?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? With you falling out with Steve Allen in the past.
I don't like Steve Allen. I don't get on with Steve Allen. He's not a nice person.
But he didn't like you either. He used to metaphorically thank you in the studio.
Okay, listen, you're really weird. I don't like you. I suspect there's something has happened to you. I suspect there's a little bit of closeted homosexuality going on there. There we go. Well done. May I suggest you stop listening and you stop calling?
I'm okay.
That's it. Calls from a withheld number. That's the best he's got.
Very interesting.
That's the reason 20 years ago I put all those old men willies in my mouth so that one day I could come out and pretend to be bisexual just to get under his skin. That's why I did it. Strange, isn't it?
It's the funny thing when you're listening to him, it's like oozing jealousy.
Yeah. It's weird. But also... good luck to you, man. I wish you the best of luck. Let's take a break, shall we? 03, come on, a good night, guys. Full moon, I told you. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Set free your mind. Let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Okay, I've completely knackered the... Have they told you how to fix the... Come on the microphone, Amy, although I might have broken that as well. What do we have to do?
Well, I've just reset the desk. Did that not just...
Turn my... No, because... No. No. No, sorry, no. It didn't. So I'm getting angry. Anger at other people means we hate ourselves inside.
Let me just speak to the engineer again.
Because now there's nothing coming out of these speakers during the adverts. Because I had to turn it down because I think I broke it more. Reset it again. It's not technically a desk issue, is it?
No, but it should reset your button in there.
Do it now. Reset it. Done it? This is great.
In my ear, then. It's
great for the listeners. Oh, they're resetting the studio. Do you remember that night when Ian and Kath got Amy to reset the studio?
Classic.
That was almost as good as when he pretended to go to Marrakesh. When he went to Marrakesh. Have you reset it?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to play a little bit of music. You're going to turn... No, hang on a minute. All right, so hang on a minute. Right, OK, here we go. So here's some music playing. No... Here we go. Right, now turn our microphones down. Amy's gonna fix the speakers, she reset the desk.
Yes, the remedy you said wouldn't work appears to have worked.
Okay. Amy reset the speakers, she reset the desk. Now the speakers are working. She fixed Catherine's mess.
Woo!
That's the best noise. Here we go. The best noise. I'm going to come to you in the second line one. The best noise in any guitar solo is...
That's it. I also like...
Okay, I'm not so familiar with that one. Let's,
like Prince used to.
You're moving your hand closer to your crotch and making the noise go down. That's it. Here we go. Bound, 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 bound. That's the best sound in any guitar solo is a boundy, 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 bow.
You prefer it to...
What did you say? Whoa. That's not what you said. Waka doesn't start with a fa. Waka does not start with a fa. Flipping heck.
Anyway, that.
I don't like that. Don't like that. Show me on the doll where she hurt you. The ears and the soul.
All right, well, what about... a slapped bass.
I'll slap your bass in a minute. Let's go to... Line one, you're on the wireless.
It's Stephen Holmes. I'm in Ruth's company having a lovely time in the bedroom department. Ian and Catherine, come and join us.
Holmes. When he said bedroom department, he didn't mean sexually. He meant actually in the bedroom department in IKEA. They're doing that thing where they, him and Ruth are doing that hide and seek thing. Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Ian, it's Andrew again. I phoned earlier.
Yes.
I just want to make two quick points. One was to thank you and Catherine for putting on a show which is an alternative to what fills the airwaves. And has wrecked a lot of the other radio stations.
Wrecked a lot of lives. Thank you. You're very welcome. You can send us £50 each, please.
Where shall I send it to?
My house in
England.
Someone's just told me. Someone's just told me that there's a boundy, 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 bound, bound. Here we go. Let's see if this works. Is this a boundy, boundy? No, it's not. It's an advert for Grammarly. Listen, if you need an app to do your grammar. And I don't want an email from you. There's a joke about doing your grammar and grandma being grandmother, and I just can't be bothered. That's how tired I am. That's how beat I am. Here we go. Here he comes. Is this boundy, 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 bound, bound? Where is it? Hello?
I'm still here.
No, not you.
Yeah.
Here we go. Boundy, 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 bound. Boundy, 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 bound. Yes, carry on, please, caller.
The other thing was, in better response to the last call you got, I just... No doubt you do too, but I find it really odd that some of these people phone up...
What, Eamon Holmes?
They phone up with these sort of bullying rants when really they should just not listen.
Thank you. And I'm going to say that to Denny Morris the next time he phones me up and says the show was awful. He's my boss. Let's go to line three. Three, you're on the wireless. What is this? I know this. I wish that we had the phone lines like they had in the 90s where you could actually hear phone calls, but that was, I enjoyed that. Line two, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Oh, am I on the right now?
Yeah, not for much longer. What can we do for you?
Oh, no, wait, don't listen. I was on hold. I didn't realise I was going on the wireless. Okay, my question to you, Ian Lee, is this. You know how Bojo lied to the Queen?
Yes.
Well, do you think that that shows that the Queen is weak and that she needs to be gotten rid of, and the only person qualified to replace her is Bojo, the person who tricked her, like in chess?
I think you've checkmated me with that question.
I also think that that question just landed you with some time in the tower, mate.
Yes, mate. You're going to offer. They're going to pull. The Queen's going to pull your head off.
No, but do you think, like, if she's that easily fooled?
Well, how do we know that she's not playing a double-double bluff? A bluff cubed?
Oh, good point. But then what's going to do to Bojo then? Like,
Whoa! I mean, I was getting upset with the Bojo, but then the F-bomb? Wow! Apologies there for the language. Apologies for the language. Yes, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, am I on?
Do you know what? No. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Please do. You'll be very welcome.
Tell me about that full moon again.
So it's a full moon tonight. Mm-hmm. Someone's going, it's not full moon till tomorrow. It's full moon, mate. The moon is...
Listen to what we've just had for the last 56 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So deal with it. So we're going to take calls straight to air this evening for the whole evening, just because it's a very strange vibe. We've noticed this, that it's a little bit, as a caller said last night, a little bit aggy.
Mm-hmm. Tense.
Very tense. There's a darkness in the vibe. We've got our guests who are out there with Amy, and what you can't hear, dear listener, because of the excellent soundproofing, is they are battering each other with chairs, like in a barroom fight style. It's a mess. I hope you guys are going to clean that up afterwards. Fair play, they brought their own chairs, so that's something we have to respect. But it's kicking off everywhere. Let's try line one. Good evening, line one.
Good evening.
You're on the air.
Line one. Ah, good evening, everybody.
Welcome.
Yeah, actually, you listening to Matt Monro talking earlier on, sort of showbiz stories and stuff like that.
Yes.
And, one thing I did want to say and pay tribute to and bring to everyone's attention is an American singer-songwriter called Daniel Johnston.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We talked about him in the week, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Who unfortunately passed away two or three days ago, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just to say, really, that, well, I've always loved his music. He was an artist as well, a visual artist. But his songs, really sort of lo-fi, homemade recordings, which were, if you listen to them, they're absolutely beautiful and amazing.
I loved, in fact, the documentary, The Devil and Daniel Johnston. It's one of the greatest documentaries of all time. The movie Frank was kind of based on it. It's a great film, right? And I dipped my toe into his musical back catalogue then. I didn't really enjoy it, but I know that a lot of people get a lot of pleasure from it, and I love the fact that he is an artist, that his you could say that his whole life is a work of performance art. But I liked the man, I liked the idea of the man, I liked what he did and how he lived, but I never really bought into the music as much as a lot of other people did.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
It's not not easily accessible in a lot of ways. I think a lot of people would listen to it.
I tell you what, listen, we've got to go to a break. Give me a song. When we come back, give me a Daniel Johnston song to play at the top of the hour and we'll see how we get on.
Okay.
Go on then.
Oh, okay. Sorry, there's one called Tell Me Now.
Tell Me Now. All right, we're going to play that at the top of the hour. There's no swears in it, is there?
There's not. It's completely clean.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, nice one, man. Thank you for that. 0344 499 1000. We'll come back with a bit of Daniel Johnston. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Kath and Ian on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.